Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's gross outside lately. Just gross. See, the golf temperature today was 92.5 degrees.
Woo.
It's like you're getting into a warm-ass bath.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. Nope.
I ain't swimming in the goddamn beach anyways.
No. Oh, dirty-ass salt water. Things biting you.
Sharks and jellyfish.
Yep.
Stingrays.
Yep. Horseshoe crabs.
Forget it.
Yep. Goliath groupers.
I'll never forget that I was a kid, and it was like, first day of summer, and people were out in the bay, and it was like a helicopter going over the water,
yeah.
And there's just some jag-off just like waving at the helicopter. And there are sharks everywhere, like hundreds of
them.
They're
waving at the helicopter, too, like, I'm about to eat this bitch.
I'm about to eat this
bitch. Yeah. Keep flying over. I'm about to eat his ass.
They were like little ones. Like
little bull sharks.
I don't know what, yeah.
Nerve sharks?
Like nerve shark, maybe. I don't know. But I was just like, oh, my God.
They have
so
the
much
black tips, or two. They swarm. And mate, and they're like, yeah, dude, no.
Dude, I had one of those. You know, when you're a kid, you swim to the buoy. That's the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You go out to the buoy, and it's pretty far out.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the buoy and just kind of sitting there floating. And pretty cool. At
doggy
the buoy.
Paddling.
And then I look down, and there is a large shadow right underneath me.
Ooh.
At the bottom. I mean, 12 feet?
Yeah.
13 feet?
Nah, man.
And I never swam so fast. It was probably just a sand shark, you know, a big sand
Whatever.
Shark or something. But
don't matter.
And I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, dude.
I had it. I'm not going in there.
Why?
There's that Bill Burr joke, like, most people get bit in less than 2 feet of water. He goes, yeah, that's where the people are.
Yeah.
So you know what? They don't come up here and try to bite me. I'm not going to go in their habitat.
Yeah.
Mess with them.
That's
I'm
where they
good.
Live.
I'm good up here.
That's
Thank
where
you.
They live.
Yeah, that's their home.
Yeah.
I'm being invasive on their property.
If a shark breaks
I
into my
in
house.
Private property.
Yeah, exactly. A
yes.
shark breaks into my house, I'm popping a cap in it.
Oh,
I break into his house. He's allowed to bite me.
Yes.
I'm where he eats.
You're intrusive right
yeah,
now. We have swimming pools. We're not savages.
Yeah.
We have access to pools, and just go to your rich friend's house and swim like I do.
Yeah, I don't understand. I told this story before when I was in third grade. We lived in Melbourne over, not Australia, Florida. It's near Cocoa Beach. For about a year, my dad worked for the Department of Defense, and he was working out of that base there, and we would go to the beach all the time. We lived like two blocks from the beach. And one time I'm out there, just like you're talking about, out there doggy paddling a little too far out, and people started yelling for me to get back in. You're way too far out there, fatty. You know, get back in. Lifeguard's like, hey, man, you're trying to swim to Europe? What do you get back in here? Because there's an undercurrent on the East Coast, big time.
Yes, that's another scary thing.
It'll suck
you
out.
Sucked out and
yeah,
thrown off the sea. Screw that.
So I start paddling back, right? And then I heard somebody yell, shark! And I thought they were effing with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, of course.
And then I heard my mom scream, like blood-curdling
oh,
scream.
No.
And I bobbed my head underwater, like you said, you looked under the or looked under, and you couldn't see the bottom. I had already went where it dropped off to hundreds of feet deep or something. I don't know how deep it was, but it was just, it looked like an endless abyss under me. It was like, oh, Lord Jesus. In my head, I'm like, I just went past the continental shelf, and I'm in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to paddle back, and then they're screaming, shark. I never saw a shark or anything, but when I got back to shore, after I swam like goddamn Michael Phelps back to the shore,
yeah,
the lifeguard was like, yeah, man, it was a tiger shark. Had to be 15 feet long out there.
Wow.
And they just saw it out there swimming from the tower.
Dude.
I was like, well, okay.
That's so scary.
Done. Never going back in there again. And then a few years ago, we were out at Clearwater Beach, me and my family, my brother and his ex-wife and kids and my ex-wife and Zane. We were all out there, and we were standing in chest-high water. And they had to beg me to go out there because I'm like, I'm not going in that water. There's animals out there. I don't want to do it. And they're like, come on, man. They had a cooler floating in out there in chest-high water drinking beers. I go, all right. You know, the sunset's about to happen. It's nice. And some guy was out there he was fishing with a kayak, like he was taking the hook and the bait for the guy that was on shore with a big ass pole, and he was kayaking out past the buoys and just dropping the bait out there. And I was like, man, I don't know what they're trying to catch. Well, then they caught something and they drug it in. It was a hammerhead shark.
Yeah. How
about
big?
10 feet.
Ooh.
Huge.
Yeah.
Hugest. I've never seen anything like it. And we're all like, we all go up onto the shore and we're watching this guy and this thing's flipping around on the shore. And I'm like, man, where was that thing at? Where'd you catch it? And he goes, oh, man, that thing was swimming right around where you guys were the whole time. I'm like, that's it. Never again.
Yeah, screw that.
Yeah.
Isn't a hammerhead proof that God has a sense of humor?
Yeah.
Isn't that the stupidest
They screwed up on that
are
thing.
Stupid as hell.
It was a mess up. Like in the God's Play-Doh factory where he makes animals.
Yes.
He's like, what happened to this great white shark? What happened to his head? Dude, I stepped on it. I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
Yeah. He's like, all right, we got to get the production out of this thing. You'll just have to do.
Or he just looked at it and he went,
that's the stupidest thing.
You know what? Let's just put it in there.
Screw this thing. Puts his fairy dust on it, throws it in the water.
Just put this stupid hammerhead-looking bitch out there. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Its mouth is like underneath.
It's bad.
And it's like
it's a bad design.
Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are dumb.
And you know it gets messed with by all the other sharks.
Oh, yeah. Those are aggressive, though. Maybe that's why they're aggressive, is to like overcompensating.
Yeah.
You know?
If I had a head that shape, I'd be biting everybody.
Yeah.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Me.
Huh?
It's Austin.
Oh, hey. Do you get a new phone number?
No, this is just a landline.
Cool.
I had to leave my phone at home.
I understand.
Are you in Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Now you're in Birmingham.
Yeah, going home Saturday.
You sound happy to be there.
All day.
Yeah. All right. So, how's the grandparents doing? All right?
Yeah, they're good.
Are they staying at home, not getting the COVID-19? Is COVID real bad in Birmingham right now?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably best you don't know. So, what are you doing? Well, what's fun to do in Birmingham, Austin?
Well, across the street, the neighbor has a basketball hoop.
Oh, yeah.
I go play with.
Okay. All right. A little one-on-one?
Right.
What are y'all playing, a little horse?
Well, lately the grandparents haven't wanted to play, so I just played by myself.
I gotcha.
Trying to make epic shots because the land ain't flat. Like
gotcha. So if you don't make a good shot and it hits the court on that or the driveway on that uneven pavement, it's liable to just roll down the street and then you'll never see the basketball ever again.
Oh, no. The way it is, the hoop is by the garage, which goes down. Like, the street goes down to the garage.
Ah, very nice. So right now you're playing with yourself. You don't have anybody to play with?
No. Right now I'm listening to...
No, I meant basketball, when you play basketball. I know.
Oh,
yeah. That's cool, man. All right. Well, at least you can't lose. You're going to win every game that way, right?
Not really. Not with my bad aiming.
Well, you got to practice, man. Practice makes perfect. I remember when I was your age and my dream was to be a point guard in the NBA. And at the time, I wasn't good enough. And I practiced and I practiced. And every day I'd go outside and I'd dribble and I'd shoot the ball. And I got better and better. And after about a year, I still suck really, really bad. And I never went anywhere. I was fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my point is, keep at it, kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling, man. Take care of yourself, all right?
Y'all too.
Bye. 727-579-1025,
800-771-1025.
Weird kid. Hey, man. Anybody that listens to this show,
hey,
I have to question their mental stability. I really do.
I just want to, like, get a camp together where I can counsel these children.
Whoa!
Not for sex.
Oh,
I'm just saying in general. Get
easy.
Little Daniel.
Okay. You want a camp
Wyatt
of kids?
And Austin and just be like, what's your deal, guys?
Yeah,
What's going on?
You don't want to know.
And just have them talk
to you.
Don't
want to know. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey there. This is Marine Rob.
Oh,
and Marine Rob.
Thank God. We need you, Marine Rob. What's happening?
Well, I don't mean to, like, belittle any of the other protests, but I will be protesting this Friday over my favorite restaurant in my local area closing down.
No.
So I was thinking for my sign would say, life is hell without shells.
I need my chicken Alfredo back from my favorite seafood restaurant.
Yes, it really grates my cheese, Johnny.
Oh, my God.
Language.
Oh, Lord. He is feisty. I can't understand why a restaurant so good, so rich in history when it comes to quality seafood would ever go under, even during a pandemic. I just can't get it.
It's not like they have a history of lowering the quality of their food twice or anything.
I know. It's really, really sad. I mean, where are we going to get seafood now in Florida?
Maybe the Gulf. I don't know.
Maybe every three blocks on any street anywhere.
I think Carrabba's has a nice crab rangoon.
Oh, I'm really quite fond of Long John's and his silvers.
See you, Johnny.
Later.
You can get yourself a nice fried fish and a silver chain in the same restaurant.
It's very nice. I remember I went in there and I got their chicken, fish, shrimp, hush puppy platter.
That's good.
And I said, where's the silver? And they said, hey, get out of here, bitch. And they gave me a bunch of cocktail sauce and I left.
Poor Rob.
Man, I want some damn Long John Silvers
me
now.
Me too. Are God. They even still around?
Yeah, there's one in Brandon.
I don't know.
Now we got everything in Brandon.
They made the one near me a Starbucks. What the hell?
What a downgrade.
I know.
Yeah.
Let me see if there is a Long John.
Once in a while, it's kind of like the McRib for them.
Yeah.
They'll bring out lobster bites.
Yeah.
And they're langoustino lobster, like the little tiny shrimp-sized lobsters.
Right.
But you get like, and they're like all buttery. They put butter in the batter. Oh, and it costs like $9 for like 12 of them, but they're so damn good, man. I'm like, Long John's.
I got to go all the way to Largo to get some LJS.
Yeah, I don't know if
what
that's worth it.
What in the frig, man?
I could bring you some. I drive right by it on the way here every day.
Yeah. I want some fish.
And you got that air fryer now, so even if you didn't even eat it when I brought it to you, you revitalize that bitch in the air fryer?
Yep.
Oh.
They don't give you the crunchies, though, anymore, do they?
If you ask.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Please get me crunchies.
You got to get the right person that works there.
Yeah.
Because I've asked before, like, since they don't, like, advertise it, they'll give them to you. I've been like, hey, can I get some of those crunchies? And it was somebody that hadn't worked there long. And they're like, excuse me? I go, you know, the little
extra
fried little
crunchies.
And they're like, seriously? And I'm like, oh, God, now when I drive up to the window, they're going to be like, that's exactly what I thought he was going to look like.
They're actually called, according to the website, they're called crumblies what they call them.
Yeah.
Let me see if they have nutritional facts for these.
It's going to be bad. It's going to show up an exploding heart. Not good.
They have it as a side, though.
They still have it? They brought it back?
It says it's listed as a side.
Did he charge for the crumblies?
It says it's like a side, like you can get French fries and crumblies.
Oh, cheat day coming up.
Johnny B. Show, Marine Rob, how can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? It's Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, I was just wanted to call about Long John Silver's and tell you about one of the happiest days of my life was when my local Long John Silver's burnt down.
What?
And it made me very happy.
Why?
Because I knew that my parents would not take me there and force me to eat their fish-flavored chicken tenders anymore.
Those are
the best.
You
can go order, you order anything there, and they all taste the same.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What type of meat would you like the same breading and fishy oil?
Oh, it's good.
It's fantastic.
Give it to me. Not good.
Bro. Yum, yum, bro. Yummy. Dip it in bad cocktail sauce.
I love that. That was actually good chicken, too. It was, it was like white
still
meat.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
It might have been if they would have, like, cooked it in its own oil. It's everything just tasted the same.
Well,
the
you can't
fries,
eat it all
the
time.
Fish, the shrimp, the chicken.
Yeah.
It was all, like, one flavor.
It's the same batter.
You just mixed it all together, it's all the same flavor.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you walk back in that kitchen, there's a bucket of batter, and they just throw everything in that bucket of batter, and then as you order it, they just go, they just reach in with their dirty hand, and they just start pulling stuff out, and they're like, well, that looks like fish, and then they throw it in the grease, same vat of grease. It's like a jacuzzi of the same grease, and they clean it like once every 6 months, and it's just like.
That's where the silver comes in, because they got to.
Oh, potty mouth.
I made a poo-poo mouth.
Can't
poo-poo your mouth.
Things like that.
God.
Dumbass.
Poop mouth. Get out of poop out of your mouth.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.